It is 4:30 and time for Public Affairs for Grand County. This is a program dedicated to people and topics of interest to locals and those who are interested in Grand County. I'm your host, DJ Foz, and today I'm speaking with Anna Drexler-Dreis, the Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails Administrator since 2018. Anna, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So you've been the administrator since 2018. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails, how it began, and what it does, and the money that it has awarded since that inception year?
Yeah, thanks. So OLRT, Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails, it passed as a ballot measure in 2016 with 60% of Grand County voters choosing to increase sales tax by 0.3%, which would establish the Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails Fund. So since then, we started awarding grants to local nonprofits and other groups in Grand County in 2018. And since then, we've awarded $1.6 million to 64 trail maintenance projects and $3.3 million to 10 Open Lands and Rivers projects.
And this initially passed in 2016 with a 60% vote in favor of the initiative?
That's right. Yes, 60% of voters voted to increase their sales tax countywide in support of Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails.
And now the Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails Advisory Committee is on the ballot again for this year. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, the original Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails measure has a sunset date of the end of 2026, and the county commissioners are choosing to place the OLRT measure on your November ballot that you'll see next month. And this ballot measure is slightly different from the current ballot, the ballot measure that passed in 2016. The sales tax remains the same, so this is a not an increase in sales tax in any way. It's still going to be a 0.3% sales tax countywide, but the uses of the OLRT fund will be expanded. So if it passes this year, then money that's collected can also be used for water quality and stream restoration projects. It can be used for creation of trails. Right now, you can only use it to maintain trails. The money can also be used to maintain and create multi-use trails, so the funds won't be limited just to non-motorized trails. And then the money can also be used to support operational expenses. And then another kind of big change is that the money can also be used for wildfire prevention and mitigation.
Wow. So part of OLRT, as I understand it, is that you're looking for people to represent different interests in the county, such as land conservation, economic development, agriculture, water, business owners. Can you give us a little bit of maybe like a little case study of a few different projects you've funded and how that's helped the county in general?
Yeah. Definitely. The Open Lands project that I love to showcase is the Heimbaugh Gulch property. That's right when you're driving into Hot Sulphur Springs from the east side of the county. And it's 270 acres of open space that Colorado Headwaters Land Trust put into a conservation easement, so that area will forever be protected from development and subdivision. And then the town of Hot Sulphur Springs went and purchased that property and opened it up to the public. And then the town of Hot Sulphur Springs, along with guidance from Headwaters Trails Alliance, maintained the trail that's there and created a loop trail for hiking and biking and cross-country skiing. So it's a great collaboration of all these different entities using OLRT funds to create a new public space that's open for people who want to recreate.
And so it seems like you probably worked with a few different organizations, including Colorado Headwaters Land Trust in that particular project?
Yeah, that's correct. We work with Colorado Headwaters Land Trust quite a bit. And then we work with Headwaters Trails Alliance a lot, too. They are one of our primary applicants that submits applications for funding every single spring and fall grant cycle.
So would you say that the main purpose of OLRT is really to conserve open space and give us fun trails to go and play on?
Yeah, definitely. Protection of open space, maintenance of our non-motorized trails are the key uses of the OLRT fund.
At the end of the year, you've got three board members that are leaving. Stacy Starr, who was kind of in charge of economic development. Cindy Southway, who is some expertise in land conservation. And Mike Crosby, who also has expertise in land conservation. Is there anything you want to shout out to those board members before we try to replace them?
Just a huge thanks. Mike and Cindy have been there since the beginning. They're terming out. Mike Crosby is our chair, and Cindy Southways is our treasurer. So they've committed a lot of time and their own resources to this project, and I just really want to thank them. Stacy Starr came on and overtook Steve Sears, who was our District 1 representative, and she's been hugely beneficial with her expertise in grants and economic development.
And so now you've got three openings, and one is for District 1, which is the district of Rich Cimino, our Commissioner Cimino. The other one is in Hot Sulphur Spring and Grand Lake, and those two will be chosen by the town council. So as I understand it, it's not required that you live in the district that you represent, but that's the most ideal situation. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. It is required that you be a resident of Grand County. It's preferable if you're applying for the District 1 position that you reside in District 1. If you're applying for Hot Sulphur Springs, you reside there, and same for Grand Lake. But that's not a requirement. But it is preferable because one of your roles is to represent the area, you know, District 1 or Hot Sulphur Springs or Grand Lake, and talk with groups that are looking to apply for projects in that area. So it really helps if you are familiar with the area that you're representing.
And so what are you looking for with these three new board openings? Obviously, we talked a little bit about the aspects that you represent, such as land conservation, economic development, agriculture, but it sounds like you're really trying to find more land conservation experts?
Yeah. Mike Crosby and Cindy Southway bring to the advisory committee just a wealth of land conservation easements based on their careers and their past experiences. So with them leaving it, we really have a hole to fit that with land conservation. So if you are familiar with conservation easements or conservation of open spaces, definitely want to encourage you to apply because we'll be needing to fill Mike and Cindy's hole there.
And so how do people apply to become a board member of the Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails Advisory Committee? And then how are they chosen at the end of the year?
Yeah, so you can submit your resume and your letter of interest to our email address, olrtac@co.grand.co.us. It's also on our website. Those resumes and letter of interest, they're due November 3rd. And then I will work with Commissioner Cimino, the town councils of Hot Sulphur Springs and Grand Lake, to select the position for the new advisory committee member.
And what is the time commitment for a board member on this committee?
Yeah, that's important. So the advisory committee meets 5 times a year at a minimum. We meet twice after each grant cycle. So we have a spring and we have a fall grant cycle. We meet twice after those to review and then to rank the grant applications. And we also meet once in January just to do our housekeeping, select officers, and review our annual reports. We may meet another time if we get like a emergency off-cycle grant application, for example. And those meetings are 2 hours. They're from 3 to 5 p.m. in Hot Sulphur Springs. We do have an option for a hybrid or like a Zoom call-in capability if you're unable to come to Hot Sulphur Spring that evening.
Doesn't sound like it's too much of a time commitment.
It's not too bad. I mean, the reviewing and ranking of grant applications happens on your own time outside of the meetings, and that can definitely take some time. You know, some grant cycles we've only had like 5 grant applications, but some we have 15. So it just depends how many grants we get, and, you know, you have to read those and then score them and kind of, you know, make your decision on if you want to support those with funds.
All right. So we're talking with Anna Drexler-Dreisch. She's the administrator for the Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails Advisory Committee. So you just got done with a grant cycle. Can you tell us how many people applied for the money that you were offering in this last grant cycle, and what is kind of the next process there?
Yeah, so we received 3 applications from Colorado Headwaters Land Trust for the Open Lands pot of money for land conservation projects. And then we received 6 grant applications for trail work. Four of those grant applications were submitted by Headwaters Trails Alliance, one by Grand Lake Trail Groomers, and one by Fraser Valley Mountain Bike Coalition, which is a new nonprofit here in Grand County. So the advisory committee is currently ranking those, and we will meet tomorrow to make our recommendations on funding. And then I will present those recommendations to the county commissioners at the end of October, and the county commissioners will make the final decision on what projects get funded and for how much money.
And how much money was up for grabs in this grant cycle?
We had $250,000 available for trail projects, and we had over $7 million available for land conservation and river projects. Not all of that money was requested, though.
You'll be making those reviews tomorrow or with the county commissioners, and then that the decisions will be or the applicants will be notified in December. Is that right?
Yeah, the applicants are notified at the end of October. When I present those recommendations to the county commissioners. The county commissioners, how it works is the advisory committee makes recommendations on funding, but the county commissioners have the final say on what projects get funded and for how much.
Got it. So you have 2 grant cycles throughout the year. One is a fall and one is a spring. Is it the same stuff that's offered each grant cycle?
Yep. So all the money that's in the cycle is up for grabs each grant cycle, spring and fall. We do also, we are available to award grants outside of those grant cycles if there's a need. So Headwaters Trails Alliance had took advantage of this in 2020 when the derecho, the huge wind events occurred and totally decimated Jim Creek Trail and other areas as well. So they submitted an emergency grant cycle to get that Jim Creek Trail back open and safe. So we were able to meet, you know, within about 10 days and help get them some money to reopen that trail.
You know, I think it's a really great organization for the community because it does give us that immediate action and also planning for the future. Is this common in mountain towns to have committees like this, or do you think this is unique?
There is. There is an open lands and trails group in the Gunnison area that was like similar to this, passed with a ballot measure. But it is really special to Grand County. It's had a huge impact. You know, Headwaters Trails Alliance has been able to expand their staff operations and just really, really maintain a ton more trails than they were able to previously. And, you know, we've conserved over 3,000 acres in Grand County since 2018. So, it's a really special thing for the county.
Well, and you know, I think anyone who likes mountain biking, hiking, being on the trails, fishing, probably enjoys the funds from OLRT.
Yeah, definitely.
I know I do. So, where do people find more information about Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails? Do you guys have a website? Is it best to call you? Let's say someone wants to be a board member. Should they contact the previous board members to see what it's like? What's your advice there?
Yeah, we do have a website. It's housed on the Grand County website. If you just search for Grand County Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails, it will be the first webpage that pops up. On that webpage is my contact information. You can definitely call me, email me, if you have any questions. If you are interested in applying for the District 1 Hot Sulphur Springs or Grand Lake positions, contact me, or if you know Stacy Starr or Mike Crosby or Cindy Southway, definitely reach out to them about their experience and kind of pick their brain to see if it's something that you'd want to do.
I know the president of our board, Joanna Goodman, used to be on the Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails Committee.
Yep.
And she talked highly about that experience.
Yep. She was our Winter Park rep. She was great.
Who's your Winter Park rep now?
George Sharp is our Winter Park.
Got it. All right. So I've been talking with Anna Drexler-Dreis, the administrator for Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails Committee, Advisory Committee. They have a opening or three openings on their, would you call it the Board of Directors?
We call it an Advisory Committee because we just make recommendations.
An Advisory Committee. All right. So you can submit your resume and a letter of interest. How do you go about submitting that?
Yeah, you can submit it to our email address, which is on our website, or it's ORTAC, which stands for Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails Advisory Committee, at co.grand.co.us, and submit that by November 3rd.
And, of course, the ballot initiative is Ballot 1A. It is for the Grand County Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails. And what it does is it removes the sunset until it's repealed by the voters. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
And it's going to keep the sales tax the same, so people won't really notice a change in their taxes from if this ballot initiative passes.
Yep, the sales tax will still be kept at 0.3%, so no increase in sales tax.
And it's going to expand the projects that you can use.
Yep, so wildfire mitigation, trail creation, multi-use trails, and stream restoration projects will all be eligible for funding if it passes.
All right, and you just finished up a grant cycle in the fall, so be on the lookout if you applied for that by the end of this month. And when is your grant cycle for the spring start?
So we haven't set those dates yet. We're going to do that at our meeting tomorrow. But the plan, usually the spring cycle opens in March and the fall cycle opens in August.
All right. And I have to say, we have a special visitor in with us, Jasper. This is making his debut on KFFR. How old is Jasper?
Jasper is 3 months old and he's been pretty good. I don't know if you've heard his hiccups throughout the interview.
I heard a couple, but not too many. Jasper, you want to say hi to everybody? He's saying hi. He's waving at the mic right now. I can tell. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Is there anything that you want to make sure people understand about the advisory committee that we haven't covered?
I think the only other thing about time commitment with the advisory committee is if you are nominated to serve on this position, you will be able to serve 2 4-year terms before you term out.
Is that an option? You have to serve the 2 4-year terms, or
it's an option. You can resign if it's not a good fit, or if other time commitments come up, or if you move away from the county or what have you. But the terms in our bylaws are 2 4-year terms.
Gotcha. It's a great opportunity if you value our open space, if you value our trail systems, if you get out there and you're fishing all the time, Open Lands, Rivers, and Trails is a great way to get involved in your community and help us preserve the beautiful land and environment that we live in. Well, thank you so much for coming in for the Public Affairs Show, Anna. I'm sure we'll hear from you again in the near future.
Thank you.
This has been a production by KFFR. You've been listening to the Public Affairs Hour, a program dedicated to the people and topics of interest to locals and those who are interested in Grand County.